Bellinger. And here he gets one from Pietola, and give Tyson Dick a secondary assist as well.
Talk about what you want your top guys to contribute in the postseason, but you also talked about some of those other guys that need to contribute a little bit. And here, the fourth line, we talked about them earlier in the period, yep. Or in the first period. They've been really good this game, and they get rewarded.
Badgers win the puck back in the offensive zone. Morrissey spins it back behind the net, but it bounces off the end boards to Carfagna. Up the near wall to Burnside, a dangerous pass in front of his own cage. Makes its way far side to Carfagna, who can't clear. Badgers steal again. Mosley's pass to the high slot for Morrissey. He was open, but out of his reach, and the Buckeyes pick up the loose biscuit. Here comes Burnside, right-handed forward with speed, cuts to the slot, and then had the puck whacked off his stick by Phelan. Badgers' Dexheimer heaves it ahead to Finley with Tassie and Fitzgerald. Finley wide right, finds Fitzgerald, sets and fires. Blocked shot by Johnson with Tassie going to the net. Now Dexheimer cycles off the wall behind the cage. Tassie off the heel of his stick. Liskoski goes to get it. Finds an open Tassie. Fires! Save made. Turnis doesn't know where it is. It's underneath his gear and he got the whistle. Oh, good setup that time, Liskoski, where Tassie found open ice right near the top of the right ring.
Yeah, just a little soft spot high up, and good shot by Tassie that started. The Badgers had a 3-on-2 that I'm not sure if they recognized or not. Ended up getting their shot blocked, and actually a Badger D was in up in on the play, trailing as a kind of making a 4-on-2. Badgers never got the shot off, but they kept working and got the puck back around the net. Just Tassie for the shot, high slot.
Wisconsin wins the offensive zone faceoff. Horbach spinning around behind the net, trying to jam it free. Centering pass right in between the circles. Lindmark couldn't handle it, but Dexheimer picks it up. His blast denied by Turnis. And Horbach maintains the aggressiveness on the forecheck. Cycles around to the left wing wall. Lindmark turnaround shot blocked by Guzzo out to center ice.
That pass to Lindmark in the slot, I think it was right in his feet. Not a good, he was kind of open and the pass was right in the right place, almost.
Bad pass by Ohio State, can't clear. Mellenbacher back out. Owen Mellenbacher chops it out to the point in care, sets and shoots. That went off a skater two to the near wall. There's Dunlap, heaves it out to center while getting hit by Pietola, brought down by Polatichuk, who walks across the line. Open left wing. Pietola's blast stopped by Abel. And then Adam stuck out his right leg to slow down Abel, who had possession of the puck and tripped him. And so the first penalty against the freshman, Adam Pietola. Badgers shorthanded, 14:41 left here in the second. Badgers leading 2-0.
Yeah, play by Pietola, the tripping call. But Ohio State, they had a guy behind the Badger D up the ice, so that might have actually prevented a breakaway for Ohio State. A little bit of space there. There was a clear lane to the one of the Buckeye forwards at the far blue line.
Okay.
So it may have been a saving play. Obviously, the Badgers will have to kill off a power play here to try to keep their two-goal lead.
Badgers about 81% on the penalty kill, but they've allowed 5 power play goals over the last 3 games played in regular season play. So Ohio State with a man advantage. Carfagna point man, right wing. Fontaine is shot, sliding pad save made by Scarfoni. Care tied up, knocked to the ice by Thompson. Badgers try to rim it around and out. No luck there. Pass by Montez to the point. Good play by Morrissey to force him to try again. Now the puck is free, and Care able to lift it up and out. The Badgers will change their penalty killers. Ohio State about 19% on the power play, 23%. Against Big Ten competition at 15 out of 64. Wisconsin went 6-for-6 on the PK against the Buckeyes this season, and a shot by Fontaine right wing, and a blocker save made by Scarfoni. Buckeyes hold the zone. Walking the line, Carfagna back to Fontaine, pressured. Sosto, Carfagna, his shot, that's off the stick of Scholes to the far corner. Wheeling pass, Burnside, near side, Fontaine. That pass handcuffed him on his backhand. Now he controls. Cross ice now off the sideboards. Montez, wheeling pass back out to Carfagna. He has to step a couple of strides to get to the puck and then holds the zone. Now here's a setup by Fontaine to Burnside. Top of the right circle, and Scarfoni saw it coming on his knees. Just swallowed that puck and gave up no rebound. 45 seconds to go in the Buckeyes power play. 2-0 Wisconsin here in the second.
That's a big hold there by Scarfoni.
Yes.
Glove save. The Badgers kind of running around a little bit. Great puck movement by Ohio State. They had the Badgers going back and forth. Seemed like they had guys open all over the ice. A couple of good blocks, and then Scarfone getting the whistle and getting Badgers some fresh bodies.
Morrissey to take the draw for the Badgers. 57% in the circles this season against their co-captain Patrick Guzzo, who's playing in his 166th collegiate game. And Guzzo won the draw. Out to the point. Hanson Bucata down to the wall he goes. Back to Hanson Bucata. Finds Rossi, left wing. He misplayed the puck. A battle in the far corner. Pilatichuk putting his stick in there. Now it spins to the near side wall. Fitzgerald finds open ice, and he'll fling it all the way down. PK doing its job here tonight. 2-0 Wisconsin in game one of the Big Ten tournament. 13 seconds to go on the Buckeyes power play. On the attack, Rossi drops it back. Hanson Bucata, right wing now. It's McBrayer, the left-handed defenseman. Back to Hanson Bucata. Now it's Rossi from the dot. He shoots one glove by Scarfone. He hangs on. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick here at Nationwide Arena. Big Ten tournament underway. Best of three series. Badgers and Buckeyes and sixth-seeded Wisconsin up 2-0 on third-seeded OSU. 12:42 to go in the second. 1 second to go on the Buckeyes' first power play. Badgers have done a decent job here on the PK.
Some block shots and a couple of saves by Tommy Scarfone. A little too much time in the end zone, but they got through it.
Yep, Lindmark won the draw. Badgers clear as Pietila comes out of the box and the puck deep in the Ohio State zone to our left. Good stick handling move by Sam Dekhut to avoid the pressure from Mellenbacher. On the rush now, Johnson. The defenseman will just place it to the corner, hoping Dunlap can get there. Instead, Anthony Kerr for the Badgers, their first. Puck squirts free, giving chase Ryan Gordon, right-handed centerman. Pass to Dekhut in the high slot, poked away by Mellenbacher. Good defense by the Badgers forward, who gives chase in the attacking zone. Now with Botterill. Puck caught up in the skates of Melly. Slides free far side. Hensler kept it alive, reaching for it. Mellenbacher. It goes airborne and knocked down, and the Buckeyes will control and stand behind their net here for a little bit.
You know, remember back the last time these two teams met here in Columbus, Badgers had a pretty good thing going. Took a penalty midway through the game. It had a great kill, but that changed the complexion of the game after that. Ohio State kind of took over the momentum. Looking for the Badgers here to keep what they were doing. And things were going pretty good here the first 8 minutes of this period.
Yep, shots on goal tonight, 24-17 in favor of the Badgers. And Morrissey will whistle it into the attacking zone. Finley off the left wing wall, shot it off the back of the cage. Mosley keeps it alive for his line mate. Now Finley's pass to Morrissey, handcuffed him a bit. He chopped it in front of the net, out of the reach of Mosley, and now it's cleared up over the bench and into the crowd, and hopefully everybody's okay. A couple of little ones scampering to get to the loose puck. Who's going to get there first? They're climbing over the seats, one after another, one in white, one in red, and some old guy's going to pick it up first. They can't locate it. Where did it go?
Somebody, they're giving up, so somebody must have found it there.
Maybe it was Jackson who's down there with his dad, Eric. Could be. Offensive zone faceoff. Badgers lose it. Buckeyes have it. Here's Burnside now across the line. Weak side. Carfagna takes it off the wall and hammers one, but wide on the glove side of Scarfone all the way back into the Buckeyes end. 9 minutes into the second. Here's Simon Tassi applying pressure. Good check. Free the puck. Fitzgerald. Slot shot. Scholes. That was blocked. Bounces free. Midair. Knocked in by Tassi. 3-0 Wisconsin. Wow, what a bounce for the Badgers, and Tassi finished it off.
We haven't mentioned it, but you can see all night how the active the boards are behind the netting. It looks like they might be taking a look to check on this one, but puck's been bouncing hard off the backboards, hard off the back glass. This one comes right out in front, and we'll see what happens here with if it's a goal or not.
It came off the top of the cage and then down behind the goaltender Turnus, and Tassi had his stick below his shoulder when he made contact with it. That's a good goal. Tassi at 9:09, and Wisconsin has a 3-0 lead. Holy cow. The Badgers getting to three has been such a chore. They hadn't done it in four games this season against the Buckeyes, but they have here tonight, and there's still half the game to be played.
Two goals coming out of the air.
I don't know where you're... I lost you there, Paul. Are you still there, Paul?
I think
there you are.
Okay.
Okay, good. I didn't hear you there for a second.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just mentioning that two goals out of the air for Wisconsin. Rylan Mosley on a deflection on a shot, a backhand from Quinn Finley, and this one bouncing off the backboards or off the top of the net and then off the stick of Simon Tassie behind the netminder. The Badgers get... Talk about hockey's a game of bounces. The Badgers got two there off the back glass, off the top of the net, and in.
Tassie from Scholes and Fitzgerald at 9:09. 3-0 Wisconsin lead. I had mentioned in the pregame, here's a shot, slow, weak shot. Never got through and then picked up by Guzzo. Turnaround shot went wide. Taken by Wisconsin's Pietola. Gets enough of it to headman it to Botterill, who will dump it in. Logan Turnus, who in his last five starts against Wisconsin had given up only six goals, has given up three here tonight. Puck slides into the Badgers' end. After it is Hensler. Double team, coughed it up. Jake Dunlap out to the point. Smith shoots one low off the back skate of Scholes. Caroms to the near boards and banked out by Horbach. And now the Buckeyes cough it up at neutral. Scholes now leads the attack. Across the line, Kyle Kukkonen. Toe pull, right wing shot. One blocker saved by Turnus. What a move by Kukkonen. Loose puck still as Horbach reached for it. Lindmark as well. Back Wisconsin's way. It's rolling on edge. No icing, and both teams will change.
Nice toe drag there by Kukkonen. Puck makes the save and then bounces right to Jack Horbach on the opposite side, who gets off a decent chance.
Lead feed for Kukkonen. Can't touch it at neutral ice. Icing called on Wisconsin. Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. The Wisconsin Badgers lead Ohio State 3-0 in the opening game of this best-of-three first-round Big Ten playoff series. Off the draw, Morrissey about belt high, knocked down by Kukkonen. Wisconsin exits its zone. Horbach with Morrissey and Kukkonen. Horbach hard to the net, backhand shot blocked. Taken by Burnside, pushed it ahead now, and here comes Fontaine. Phelan back on him, shot by Fontaine off a stick and wobbles over the outstretched glove of Scarfoni. Taken by Morrissey, up to the red line, Phelan gathers and dumps it in. Under 9 minutes to go here in the period. Morrissey keeps the puck alive in the attacking zone. Mosley hoping Finley can reach it far wall. Fontaine tried to chop it out. No luck there. Bouncing puck. Mosley frees it for Morrissey. Tries to play it away from McBrayer to Mosley now. Side of the cage. Picked up by Finley. Ooh, he almost tried a lacrosse move. Now Morrissey out to the point. Phelan, his shot blocked. Morrissey backhander. Got through and turned his head to lean to his left to get his glove on it, but couldn't control. Badgers continue to cycle in the offensive end. Trying to add to a 3-0 lead. Buckeyes turn it over. Dexheimer fans off right wing. To the goal line he goes. On him, Burnside, but still possessing. Out high, Tassie wants it. Shoots it. Blocked. And Tassie tries to retrieve it. It goes airborne, knocked down. Finley's got it, and then whacked off his stick to center ice. Boy, the Badgers controlling play here. 27-17 shots on goal in favor of the Cardinal and White. 8 minutes to go in the second period. It's 3-0. Mellenbacher and Tassie, second period goals after Mosley lit the lamp late in the first.
Yeah, this is only the second time in 10 games the Badgers have scored at least three goals against the Buckeyes.
Here comes Ohio State's Decott. Shot that was blocked by Palatichuk. Back to Decott. He shoots one. That's wide. Off the end boards, Rossi. Tough angle, trying to cut to the net. Knocked off balance by Kerr. Coughed up the puck. Buckeyes get it back and spin it into the corner. And with it there, Decott. Hands off Rossi. Stick handling to Decott. Goal line right. Pushed into the corner by Kerr. Shoved again by Kerr. And one more time for good measure before the Buckeyes pick it up. And Hansen Bukata's shot went wide of the mark. 7:15 remaining, second period. 3-0 Wisconsin. in this postseason opener. Carfani, a long-range shot in doing the split. Scarfoni, he gloves it and hangs on with 7:07 to go in the second period of play. Badgers 3, Buckeyes nothing. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Brighten your home and save big money on light bulbs at Menards. Get a stylish vintage look, plus the latest in LED technology with Fight Electric Enhanced Light Bulbs. They provide vivid natural light. Save big money on a 4-pack of Fight Electric Enhanced Light Bulbs on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
From the home of the NHL's Columbus Blue Jackets, Nationwide Arena, Game 1, Big Ten Tournament, First Round Series, Wisconsin leads Ohio State 3-0, 7:07 to go in period number 2. Face off to the right of Scarfoni, won by Ohio State. Johnson sets and fires, block shot by Botterill. That was a kick save and a beauty. He stuck out his right leg to block that shot from the defenseman.
Controlled his rebound and got the puck out. It was nicely done.
He really did. Stick knocked out of the hands of Max Montez, and Wisconsin's going to get an unnecessary penalty. Montez had the stick in his hand slashed out by the freshman Botterill, who just made a nice play and then made a mistake. Both penalties this evening on Wisconsin against freshmen, and Ohio State gets its second power play of the period.
Yeah, really just wasn't much of a slash. Kind of come up from underneath, give a little push on the stick. I think one-handed stick for Ohio State going through the neutral zone. It pops out of his hand, and like you said, unnecessary. Talk about staying out of the box. You're up 3 goals. Just play.
Yeah.
So
and
Badgers have to kill this one now. Scarfoni and some block shots on the first attempt to kill.
Strong faceoff win by Morrissey all the way out to center. So Ohio State has to touch up on this power play. Fitzgerald with Morrissey, Kerr, and Palatichuk. The penalty kill unit for Wisconsin. Montez with speed across the line. Drops it off Thompson. Now to the point, Carfagna. Back to Montez. Right wing. Fontaine. Oh, what a stop by Scarfoni. Sticking out his left pad and then covering. What a reaction by Scarfoni on that one-time blast from Fontaine.
Oh, he had the legs spread. He had the net, bottom of the net covered up. His glove coming across. And just the edge of his pad, I think, got it. What a heck of a play there. Scarfoni has just been outstanding tonight so far.
19 stops so far for Tommy Scarfoni, the senior from Montreal, playing in his 120th collegiate game. Face off to his left, Lindmark against Montez. 60% faceoff man, and he lost the draw. Montez picked it up, and Scarfoni with a blocker save in tight. That was a 5-footer. Scarfania now, far side Montez, just denied a moment ago. Pass to the circle, Burnside, tapped it out Carfagna. Here's Fontaine, slot pass, broken up by the Badgers, taken away. Lindmark's got it, off to his left he comes, gains the red line, then the blue. Badgers change 3 penalty killers. Lindmark continues to carry, and then got crushed by a pair of Buckeyes. Ohio State with the puck, 3-on-3 to our right. Good work by Phelan to slow the progress of the onrushing forward, and the puck came free to Wisconsin Zach Scholes, who muscled it through 2 Buckeyes, got it to Morrissey and out to center.
I was hoping Scholes would play that a little bit quicker, but it didn't matter. He did a great job with 2 guys on him and got the puck up the boards and out.
50 seconds left of the Buckeyes' power play. Wisconsin leads 3-0 late second period. Scholes looks both ways, finds Phelan, who's able to clear. No, he tried. Good hold by Rossi, but then poke check by Morrissey. Out to center it comes. 35 seconds to go on the power play for the Buckeyes. Here's Carfagna. Left wing, Rotzi will set it in. Around to the right side, and Dunlap couldn't handle the puck and golfed up and out by Fitzgerald, and actually out of play it went. It went off a stick, according to the linesman. The linesman being Tommy George, but they're going to drop the puck back in the Wisconsin zone. 5:13 to go in the period. 22 seconds left on Ohio State's power play. Badgers up 3-0.
We'll have to win this faceoff here and get the puck down out of the zone and kill off the second penalty here this period. We'll see what happens here with, looks like Jack Horbach taking the faceoff in the defensive zone.
Yep. Horbach and Fitzgerald on the ice, the two forwards. To the left of Scarfoni, and Guzzo won it so strongly it went all the way out to center ice by the benches, and the Buckeyes have to retreat. Here comes Ohio State. Pass ahead to McBrayer. Off his stick, too far for him. Palatichuk got there, slowed his progress. Kerr now sandwiched, uncertain what to do. Pins it against the end boards. That'll do it for Ohio State's power play. Badgers up 3-0. Back at full strength is Botterill out of the box. But Ohio State with the puck. Out to the point, Hanson Bucata. Now to McBrayer. His shot off a stick as Scarfoni reached for it. But a carom behind the net, and the Badgers come out of their own end. Mosley to his left, cuts back left, but his teammate offside. 4:34 left in the second, a 3-0 Wisconsin lead. Mosley scored with about a minute left in the first period. Another redirect from Ryland. And then Mellenbacher from Pietola. Tassi scores after the puck bounced off the end boards, the top of the cage. He batted it home. Wisconsin leading here 3-0.
And a pretty good kill there by Wisconsin.
Yes.
The first time Ohio State's power play early in the period, they had lots of possession and took block shots, and Scarfoni with some big saves this time. Didn't really allow much. Got the puck out a bunch of times. Much cleaner.
Badgers have their fourth line out again. Dick, Mellenbacher, and Pietola. They're battling on the near side wall. Tyson Dick sticks his nose in there. Slides free to Smith. Moved it along the kick plate far side. Hensler pinching down, trying to keep it alive. Buckeyes come out of there with it. And then Wise upended by Mellenbacher. Fans here wanted a penalty, nothing called. Pietola protects and able to muscle it deep into the Buckeye zone. Turtis stops and finds the defenseman Smith. Dangerous pass through the slot. Made its way to Brent Johnson. He hits the brakes and peels back. 3:50 to go here in the second. Now here comes Gordon. Stick handling. His shot blocked by Phelan. Ricocheted far side, played back deep, but Morrissey stopped it, tried to poke it out unsuccessfully. Hanson Bucata now leaves it back towards the right point, and then Mosley just had his stick slashed right out of two hands, and nothing called there, and Hastings is irate on the bench. You call one on Wisconsin for knocking the stick out of Montez's hands, and here Mosley had his stick lifted 10 feet into the air, and they don't call that one. And now Wisconsin's Liskoski offside. Wow. That time it looked like Jake Rakuki and Nicholas Bett missed one. And Hastings wants to talk with one of the men wearing the orange armbands. That being Jake Rakuki. He makes his way to the Wisconsin bench. Clearly he had his stick lifted up and out of his hands. That would be a slash anywhere else, but tonight it wasn't. And actually Mosley's stick went so high in the air it cleared the glass and landed in the front row of the stands. Even strength, 5-on-5, 3-0 Wisconsin, 3:14 to go here in period number two. Fitzgerald's out there with Liskoski, Tassi, Kerr, and Palatichuk. They're trying to get themselves a line before the faceoff to the left of Scarfoni. Max Montez, the Heartland, Wisconsin native, about 50% in the circles this season, and did not win that draw as Fitzgerald able to wall him off. Spun to the near side, Liskoski tried to backhand it out, failed. Tried again, not much luck there either. Free now, Montez, wild pass picked off Tassi, headman for Fitzgerald. He had sprung behind the Ohio State defense, but the pass didn't get through. Otherwise, Fitzy's in for a breakaway. 2:45 to go, second period. 3-0 Wisconsin. Stick handling Montez, and he drew a teammate offside. You know, talking about the Columbus Blue Jackets and a battle for playoff positioning. Actually made a trade today with San Jose, acquiring former Wisconsin Badger Luke Cunnan. Cunnan coming to Columbus, and with his addition, the Blue Jackets sent Joseph Labate back to the minors. Labate had just returned to the NHL for the first time in 8 years. The former Badger is now reunited with his teammates with the Cleveland Monsters in the American Hockey League. Long-range shot by the defenseman Carfagna. Easy stick save, Scarfoni. 2.5 minutes left in the period. 3-0 Wisconsin. Guzzo falls down. That frees the puck for Dexheimer. Poked it over to Scholes. Breakout finds its way to Finley. He sticks his shoulder into Guzzo. Freed the puck. It's loose at the blue line. Badgers back onside. Horbach now back to Finley. Finley stick handle. Beautifully done. We'll send it to the corner now, and Horbach pressured by Carfagna, who just cross-checked him in the lower back, and a penalty coming up on Ohio State. Badgers will get a Kunitz power play as Carfagna cross-checked Horbach in the small of his back. And so Wisconsin will get its first power play of the night. Carfagna with a few words for Horbach after the penalty was called. But he'll get the gate at 17:52. Wisconsin on the power play. Wisconsin this season, 21% on the power play, 22% in league play, just 1-for-8 against the Buckeyes in 4 games this season. Ohio State this season, about 80% on the PK, only 78% in league play. Battle on the faceoff. Badgers have it. Morrissey to the point man Dexheimer. Back left wing Morrissey down to the goal line. Laskowski refeeds Morrissey. Laskowski missed 10 of the last 11 games. When he's been on the power play, the Badgers have been better. Slap pass Mosley finds Laskowski. Diving save. Turnus, what a stop. And then Finley with a chance. He pitched it over the net. Now Mosley, backhand right wing pass Finley. Back near side Laskowski to Morrissey. Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Morrissey again outside the left circle. Straightaway Dexheimer. Right wing Finley. No lane to shoot. He'll try anyway, and it's blocked to the corner. Morrissey's got it now. Protects. Badgers on the man advantage. Try to add to a 3-0 lead. In the corner, Laskowski back to Morrissey. Point man Dexheimer. Walks right. Shoots one. Glove save by the sliding, kneeling goaltender Turnus. And a faceoff to come. Good puck movement by that top unit. Had some chances. Laskowski denied in tight to the right of the goaltender Turnus by about 5 feet out. He had a chance, and Turnus with a diving, sprawling save. Now Kukkonen comes out with Dick, Lindmark, Fitzgerald, and Logan Hensler, the quarterback on this unit. 3-0 Badgers. They win the faceoff. Hensler walks the line. Backpedaling now. The right-hander looks right wing to Fitzgerald. To the goal line now, Kukkonen looking in front, no place to pass, and then Tyson Dick coughed it up 2-on-2 the other way. Here comes Dunlap, now more of a 2-on-1. Dunlap with Guzzo, slides it over. Oh, Scarfoni slides to his right, stacks the pads, and stones Patrick Guzzo. Wow! Power play continues, 50 seconds to go in the period. Hensler backpedaling right wing. Hensler looking straightaway Fitzgerald. Right wing Dick. He sets. Stopped by Turnus. Kukkonen knocked down. Able to get the puck to Dick anyway. Hensler right side Fitzgerald. Top of the right circle. Top of the left ring. Dick straightaway Hensler. No place to shoot. Fitzgerald 30 seconds left. Hensler's shot blocked. Ricocheted to Dick. Can't pick it up, but Hensler will. Protecting. Got spun out of control. And thankfully Lindmark in the vicinity to keep it away from Joe Dunlap. Otherwise the Buckeyes had another breakaway opportunity. Lindmark, 6 second differential in the power play clock and the game clock. Badgers man advantage about to expire. Oh, they had chances. Scarfoni with a fantastic stop to stop a shorthanded bid by the Buckeyes. Wisconsin will exit the zone to center. 1 second to go in the period, and that's it. The Badgers pot a pair in period number two and lead Ohio State 3-0 after 40 minutes of play. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers had lost 7 of their last 8 games and scored only 9 goals during those 7 losses heading into the Big Ten tournament. But here tonight, 3 goals in 2 periods for the Badgers. Ryland Mosley scored late in the first to give Wisconsin the lead. Then in the second period, the fourth line contributed. Adam Pietila 2-on-1 with Owen Mellenbacher. Pietila dishes to Melly, who buries it at 3:04 for Mellenbacher, his fourth goal of the season. Tyson Dick also had an assist. Badgers up 2-0 at that point. And then about 6 minutes later, Simon Tassi took a carom off the end boards. The puck actually ricocheted to the top of the net and then bounced over the top of the crossbar and behind the goaltender Logan Ternus, and Tassi able to whack it out of midair into the back of the net. A good goal for Tassi, his sixth of the season. Zach Scholes gets the primary assist. Christian Fitzgerald the secondary, and that's your scoring so far here in Columbus. Badgers up 3-0 after 2. Wisconsin 13 shots on goal in the second period for 29 so far in the game. Ohio State had second straight period of 11 shots on goal. Tommy Scarfone, 22 out of 22 facing Buckeye bids, while Logan Ternus stopped 11 in that period, a two-period total of 26 saves. Wisconsin leads Ohio State 3-0 in game one of a best-of-three first-round Big Ten tournament series. By the way, when Wisconsin has played in best-of-three first-round Big Ten series over the years, dating back since the Big Ten instituted this type of playoff plan in 2018, the Badgers are 0-6 in first-round playoff series with only 3 wins in 15 games overall. But they've got off to a good start here tonight, leading Ohio State 3-0 after 2 periods of play. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Add a classic look and privacy with faux wood room darkening blinds by Window Images. They're available in a variety of colors and can be trimmed with for free in store. Stop in today and get Window Images faux wood blinds on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
The top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Minnesota Duluth today 3-1, while Minnesota upset second-ranked Ohio State 6-2. So the Badgers and the Gophers play for the WCHA postseason championship tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Duluth. You can hear those games, or that game, in Madison on 1070 The Game, WTSO, or on the iHeartRadio app. Also at the WIAA State Hockey Tournaments at Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena. Today's Division I semifinals, how about Madison Edgewood? 4-3 triple overtime win over Brookfield as Owen Cook scored the game winner for the Crusaders, who will face defending state champion Notre Dame. Notre Dame beat Wausau West today 8-4. The Division I state championship game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Edgewood against Notre Dame. Also in the Division II championship tomorrow, it will be Tomahawk against Amory. Tomahawk advanced by beating McFarland. Amory doubled up Somerset, St. Croix Falls. And the girls' championship game pits defending champion Central Wisconsin against Bay Area. Bay Area knocked off Cap City Cougars, while Central Wisconsin needed overtime to knock off the Eau Claire Area Stars. So congratulations to all the teams that made it to the state tournament. Best of luck in tomorrow's state championship games at Cap Ice in Middleton. Also congratulations to Middleton senior Wyatt Earhart, who was named the Jeff Sauer Humanitarian Award winner. Wyatt had an excellent year for the Cardinals, over 40 goals, 72 points. He's the president of the Key Club, which encourages students to do community service. He's one of the leaders of Middleton's Meals Matter. Again, congratulations to this year's Jeff Sauer Humanitarian Award winner, Middleton senior Wyatt Earhart. To learn more about the Coach Sauer Foundation, go to CoachSauerFoundation.org. By the way, Jeff Sauer would have turned 82 on Monday. He passed away on February of 2017. Here the Badgers lead the Buckeyes 3-0. Second intermission. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Mosley, Mellenbacher, and Tassie all with lamplighters tonight and Tommy Scarfoni's Ben Strong. Wisconsin leads Ohio State 3-0. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Jose Paul Capobianco here at Nationwide Arena in Columbus. Badgers lead the Buckeyes 3-0 as we start the third period of play. Paul had to run downstairs to help Big Ten Plus do a player interview near the Badgers locker room. I would assume that the guys are feeling pretty good about where they stand right now, but there's still 20 minutes to play. And as you mentioned when you got back here, one more would be nice.
That was kind of the message down there. You heard guys talking that way. Keeping the foot on the gas, on your toes. Make sure you don't just sit back here and try to defend.
Yep, Badgers defending right now. Long-range shot, Carfagna got through, and a pad save made by Scarfoni. Wisconsin clears it to center, and then it's pushed back into the Badgers' end, and Joe Palatichuk will go to get it. Breakout behind the intended receiver, Finley. Mosley giving chase. No icing, though. And then the defenseman puts his body into Mosley and wins the puck free. McBrayer back to Montez, back in the Ohio State zone. Up to center now. Bad pass intercepted by Christian Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald with a helper on Tassie's goal. Simon Tassie, a team-high 4 shots on goal tonight. Here's Kukkonen whistling one long range. Blocker saved by Turnus. Taken by Scholes. Tried to cycle off the wall to Fitzgerald. And Christian overskates. Loose puck controlled now by Ohio State. Jake Dunlap, 2 assists in 14 games this year. Dumped in by McBrayer after it Scholes. He whacks it off the wall and back out to neutral ice. Botterill, Lindmark on the ice right now for Wisconsin. Kukkonen remains, long shift for him. About a minute and a half gone by. Zach Scholes now directing traffic, telling Hensler to go change. Out comes Jack Phelan. Soon Ben Dexheimer will replace Scholes, and now Phelan will stand behind his own net.
18 and a half more minutes of this, and the Badgers win.
They haven't moved. The Badgers have had the puck behind their own net for, almost 30 seconds there. Here's Botterill, slides a pass up to Dexheimer. Cut off by Fontaine. Their top line out there, but Dexheimer takes it away. Fought through a hook. Right wing pass, Horbach. Tried to refeed Dexheimer, couldn't connect. Behind the cage now, Botterill's pass finds its way to Dexheimer. Long range shot blocker save. It ricochets into the air. Brought down by Brent Johnson. Johnson, the Washington Capitals draft choice, spun out of control. Horbach in tight, intended for Botterill, couldn't get his stick on the puck to shoot it. And Ohio State breaks out. Fontaine now with it. He'll heave one at Scarfoni off his chest. And then he paddled it to the near side wall, and then Wisconsin just iced it with 17:38 to go here in the third period. A 3-0 Badgers advantage. Game two tomorrow night, 6 o'clock faceoff, pregame at 5:30 on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Game three, if necessary, Sunday, same time, same network.
Interesting to see the whole time the Badgers were looking to make a change there. Ohio State had four guys lined up at the red line, one guy as a, quote, forechecker.
Yeah.
Interesting formation there. I guess they knew the Badgers weren't going anywhere for a little bit, but makes it hard to get through the neutral zone. It's basically a building a wall.
Wisconsin won the defensive zone faceoff, cleared it, but not strongly enough for icing. And now a turnover forced by the Badgers. Good work by Wisconsin's Pietola. After it, Tyson Dick moved his feet a little bit behind the Ohio State net and then lost the handle. Now the Buckeyes will dump it in and change. 3 minutes gone by in the third. And Logan Hensler has it for Wisconsin. Hensler originally credited with an assist on the opening goal of the game, but that's since been deleted. So Hensler pointless so far here tonight. The freshman out of Woodbury, Minnesota. Only 18 years old, projected first-round pick in the NHL draft this spring. Slot pass broken up by Scholes to the stick of Morrissey, trying to lead Hensler ahead, but he was engaged with one of the Buckeyes. They thought maybe a penalty could be called. Nothing came of it, though. And now Ohio State can't clear, and then the Badgers give it right back. Bounces out to the Buckeye zone, and James Hong hands off to Max Montez. Montez, former Milwaukee Junior Admiral. Played USHL hockey in Dubuque, and a good freshman year for Montez. 9 goals, 18 points, and 23 points, 12 goals for the sophomore from Heartland. He's been a thorn in Wisconsin's side his first 2 years of college hockey.
Unfortunately, he's, like you said, first 2 years, he's only a sophomore.
Right.
Speedy.
Tenacious, too. Yep. Puck dumped into the Wisconsin zone, moved along by Scarfoni. Taken by Ohio State, though. Look out, Brent Johnson walking. The defenseman comes in. Backhander, what a move. They score. Brent Johnson from the right wing went right, deked back left, put it on his forehand, then deked again and went upstairs on Scarfoni to snap the shutout. And the Buckeyes on the board. It's now 3-1 Wisconsin.
Holy smokes, was that a nice play. Just backhand, stick handling around Badgers, and a heck of a backhand finish. Holy cow, little toe drag. Gets down to the slot, gets in a great shooting position, and puts it over the blocker of Tommy Scarfoni, and bringing some life a little bit here into this game for Ohio State. The crowd that's here.
Brent Johnson, his fifth goal of the season, comes at 4:19. The Frisco, Texas native. And former North Dakota Fighting Hawk puts Ohio State on the board. It's a two-goal lead now, and they want more. Shot, Scarfoni, easy stick save from the right wing. Behind the net, gobbled up by Rossi. He bumps it out to the point man. McBrayer has now got it left side. His shot blocked by Lindmark. McBrayer got it again. Put it in front. Redirect. Deck cut wide. Behind the cage now, the Buckeyes, Rossi. Back out to the point. McBrayer swings it far side. Now it's Ryan Gordon up off the glass and around. Down behind the cage, taken there by Joe Palatichuk. Immediately double team, but fights through it, maintains possession. Botterill now jamming at it. It's loose along the kick plate far side, right by the half boards right. And eventually Botterill comes out of there with it. A little over 5 minutes gone by in the third. It's 3-1 Wisconsin. Brent Johnson gets the goal for the Buckeyes.
Good work along the boards there. The Badgers get enough puck possession to create a change, or Ohio State goes for a change and lets the Badgers take a breather here after that goal, and the shift after was, don't want to get into that habit here, or that back heels.
No.
With up two goals, push back right away here and try to get this game back to how it was.
41% of the goals the Buckeyes have scored this season. They've scored 110. 41 have come in the third period. 41%. 45 goals now. 46 goals scored in the third period. And the third period has been a major problem for the Wisconsin Badgers this season. But still a two-goal advantage in game one of this playoff series. Johnson and the lone assist to Thomas Wise, the Edgewood High School graduate, at 4:19 of the period. Badgers have the puck behind their own net, and they come out of there with Mellenbacher. Snaps off a pass to Liskoski. Turns to his right across the line. Pietola sets and shoots one. Blocker save. Ricocheted off traffic in front to the far wall in Brent Johnson.
Yeah, Buckeyes just backed off Pietola.
Oh, my gosh.
And he had lots of room going towards the net.
Fontaine now with it. Backhand pass near side. Burnside. He's roughed up with a hit by Liskoski. And the puck played back to the Buckeye zone, and Will Smith after it there. Mosley immediately on him. They throw it to open ice, and Liskoski goes to get it. Badgers have it in the offensive zone. Phelan to Liskoski in the corner. Poke check there, but got it off to Morrissey. Goal line right behind the net. Gavin Morrissey tried to center. Block back to him. Morrissey off to the far corner. Morrissey stick handling back to the net. Hands off to Dexheimer. He'll walk down the wall. Goal line left. Comes in hard. Can't get a shot off. Lifted out of harm's way. Sliding in Finley to work the puck free. Then he got kneed to the ice. No penalty. Finley remains on the ice, favoring his left leg. Now he's back on his skates, and he is hobbled. Oh, boy. Here's Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Finley still trying to get to the bench, and then gives Hansen Buchetta a two-hand whack to the back of the leg as he gets to the Badgers bench finally. Andy Rohde, the team trainer, meets them there. Puck dumped into the Ohio State zone. 3-1 Wisconsin. A little over 7 minutes into the third period of play. Finley bent over at his waist, sitting on the bench. Still Rohde talking with him there, but the play on the ice continues. Here's Joe Dunlap, interfered with by Palatichuk, but we play on as he dumped it in. The Badgers with possession. Horbach hooked from behind by Dunlap, but we play on. The Badgers with possession. Tyson Dick, one on two, hard to the net. Good poke check by the Buckeyes goaltender Turnus. And now on the rush comes Ohio State, and Jake Dunlap bumped off the puck by Fitzgerald. Good strong play. And the puck back to neutral ice. 12:18 to go in the third. 3-1 Wisconsin.
A little bit on both sides here. You mentioned a couple of plays that maybe got penalties on. Badgers going up the ice the other time, got cross-checked after they dumped it down too.
Here's Zach Scholes. Angles of feed intended for Kukin in. Can't make contact. Icing called on Wisconsin. A 3-1 Badgers advantage. Hey, next season, folks, come on out to the Kohl Center and sign your child up to be the Culver's Kid of the Game in a men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride of the Zamboni during intermission. Just go to uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to learn more. 3-1 Wisconsin lead. 12:02 to go in the third. Mike Hastings has been rolling 4 lines all night. Ohio State dumps it in. It comes off the end board. Scarfoni protecting the far post. Buckeyes have it. Short side shot. Missed the net. Did Deckhut. Out to the point. Carfagna now. Cycled back behind the cage. It's Deckhut. Slot pass intended for Gordon. Behind him. And now Kukkonen going shoulder to shoulder with Carfagna. The two bounced off of one another. And the puck eventually taken by Carfagna.
Neither worried about the puck. They just went after each other as it slipped through their legs.
Kind of like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Nobody wanted to go down. Puck behind the Badgers net. And Hensler with a nifty between the legs breakout to Lindmark, who sauced it ahead. Not strongly enough icing, and it allows Wisconsin to get a change. Now Botterill steal. Centering pass intended for Pietola, broken up by the Buckeyes. Ohio State's Tio Wahlberg from Stockholm, Sweden with it now. Deckhut snaps off a pass to center, gathered by Gordon. He'll dump it down in. Yeah, those boards just bounce around. It's like a Super Bowl coming off those sideboards, even the end boards.
It almost caused it too many men on Wisconsin that last play.
Liskoski hard to the net. Didn't have an angle to get a good look at the netting, but pushed a shot right through the crease. Kara pinches down to keep it alive in the attacking zone to our right. Liskoski out there. Pietola off balance shot from the wall. Gloved by Turnus. He hangs on. 10:40 to go in the third. A 3-1 Wisconsin lead. And elsewhere in Big Ten playoff hockey, Penn State is now up on Michigan 5-4 with 10 minutes to go in that hockey game. 4 goals scored in the first period, 1 in the second, and now 4 more in the third. 2 by Verona's J.J. Wiebusch. So Wiebusch has helped the Nittany Lions take a 5-4 lead on the road in Ann Arbor. And Minnesota about to get underway with Notre Dame at Mariucci Arena in game one of their best of three first round series. Puck is loose in the Ohio State zone. A Badger loses a glove. And here's Kerr able to hold off Thompson, who was trying to use his body to get around Kerr in a sort of a two-on-one situation. But Kerr just kept skating with him and used his big buttocks, if you will, to keep him away from the net.
Yeah, Thompson had the puck, put the puck just on the other side of Kerr and tried to get around him. And Kerr did a great job. Again, Riley Thompson, 6'4", 215. He's a big guy to try to block out.
Anthony does such a great job with his body positioning. When to pivot, use his hips. Puck cleared up off the glass and out of play. A stoppage in play. We'll take a break as well. 9:57 to go in period number three. Wisconsin leads Ohio State in this playoff opener 3-1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Jerry?
Ah! Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think...
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season. Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's. You can assist us in trying to end Alzheimer's as well. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. Wisconsin scored three tonight, leads Ohio State by a pair, 9:57 to go in the third. Defensive zone faceoff to the right of Tommy Scarfone. Kevin Morrissey to take the draw against Max Montez. As Leonard Skinner blares in the background. Puck is midair, brought down by Morrissey, whacked off his stick to the far wall. Morrissey and Montez quickly after it. The Badgers win that battle. Anthony Kerr with his head up, looking to come out, and finds Finley. Puck got to his stick, and then Ohio State takes it back. Good to see Finley back out there, Paul.
It was my first thought when you called his name. See how he, what his skating's like. Took a knee to the probably thigh, I think, and it was tough getting off the ice, but he's back.
Yep, left leg he was favoring, but he's back out there. And now he took a shoulder right to the chest and chin. Fitzgerald came out of there with a puck and possesses it center ice. Slides it ahead to Finley, who then muffed it. And it's back towards the Badgers' blue line, and Wisconsin's Hensler goes D to D to Scholes, who returns the favor to the right-handed rookie. Up to Tassi now. He got clobbered by McBrayer right at center ice, right by the penalty boxes. And Brent Johnson spins out of harm's way back in his own zone. Under 9 minutes to go in regulation, 3-1 Wisconsin. McBrayer on the attack. Drop pass Fontaine. His shot blocked. Behind the net, bumped nicely by Dexheimer to Thalen, who had his pocket picked. And then Thalen takes it back from Thompson. Kick free to Fitzgerald. He'll just use the glass to clear the zone. And Ohio State picks up the loose biscuit.
Simon Tassi just got away with a slash as he knocked the stick away of McBrayer in the neutral zone.
Here's Burnside, hands it off Fontaine. Off-balance shot by McBrayer. That was blocked. Now to Brent Johnson, the lone goal scorer for the Buckeyes. Comes off the right wing wall again, getting away from the Badgers' Horbach, but puck taken away by Phelan, who outlets it now, and the Badgers will dump it in. Kukkonen on goal. Turnis leaves it off for Johnson. Clanks it off the glass back out to center with 8 minutes to go in the third. 3-1 Badgers. Mosley scored late in the first. Mellenbacher and Tassi tallied in the second. Kukkonen backhand sauce far side. Palatichuk skates down left wing. A shot or pass deflected to the right wing wall. Pilatichuk deep, the defenseman. Now to Botterill. His shot from the right dot canceled out by the stick of Guzzo and out of play. 7:46 to go in the third. 3-1 Badgers. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick here at Nationwide Arena. Big Ten tournament starting tonight in three Big Ten cities. Here's Liskoski on the draw. His shot off a stick behind the net. Pietola whacking at it once or twice. Lindmark down there too. Skated away from the wall and then goes to the far corner to play it. Tied up there. Now getting assistance from Pietola. Lindmark still whacking at it. Pietola comes out of there with it to the near side corner. Adam Pietola set up Mellenbacher's goal in the second. Shot by Pietola off the side of the netting. Bad pass by the Buckeyes. Intercepted by Liskoski. Poked it back deep into the corner. Badgers need a change. 7 minutes to play. Good back check by Liskoski to free the puck. Actually, that was Pietola, wasn't it? Boy, Adams played well here tonight, as the last several weeks. And now Mosley gets his stick on a cross-ice pass and will give chase in the offensive zone, but the Buckeyes there first.
Yeah, good sticks on his forecheck here the last couple of shifts.
Rossi right wing pass. Oh, little toe drag that time by Gordon, but couldn't finish the play as he lost the handle. Buckeyes hold his own. Shot knocked down in front. Picked up and Scarfoni with a swooping club hand save on Deckhut in tight. That puck just bounced right to the stick of Deckhut. Low right circle and Scarfoni with a beautiful glove stop.
I think the Buckeyes held the puck in and put it towards the net. It looked like off the back.